We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
You got the reflux there, bud?
I definitely have a gas bubble. So I can feel it, like, working its way. Oh.
Burp or fart? Which way is it going?
I think it's going down south.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? When it hurts up in your chest, and you're like, oh, and then you slowly feel it.
You got to get it somewhere,
It's in the gut now.
All right.
Nice.
So we'll wait for the arrival of that train, I guess.
You're damn right.
Happy Thursday, everybody. How are you? How's everybody? How was your Wednesday, Cody?
Not too shabby. I had the spicy Chick King.
You finally did it.
I read reviews on the internet.
And?
And it wasn't too spicy. I saw that it wasn't too spicy, so I was like, screw it. If it is, I'll take a bite. I lose.
Yeah, right.
Not too spicy.
Is the spice on the chicken, or is it a sauce?
It's a sauce, but it doesn't make it soggy at all. What? That's what I was worried about a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
You are a chicken sandwich connoisseur.
Dude, that's it now. I feel like that's all I ever get, ever, anywhere.
So is the Chick King your top chicken sandwich right now?
I want to go back to the Popeyes one, the original of all of these, because I feel like I haven't had it in a while, and I keep bouncing back and forth to the new ones. And I need to give the KFC one another go.
That one I haven't gone to yet. Popeyes, I was unimpressed.
Well, see, the KFC one I was disappointed in. So I feel like we both got it. We got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a little turnaround.
Do a little chick off?
Yep, a little chick off.
The McDonald's one is really good.
I like it. It's in its simplicity.
I like its bun.
It's not overly complicated. It's not too hand-breaded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then,
Chick-fil-A, it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, Chick-fil-A, I don't really care for them that much.
But everybody has now tried to mimic Chick-fil-A, and a couple of them have done better than Chick-fil-A. Where it's like, here's a bun, here's a couple of pickles, and there's your sandwich.
Yep, they all looked at like the Popeyes and the Chick-fil-A and went, hey.
Let's just do that.
You know, the other one I want to try is I saw that Buffalo Wild Wings is running commercials. Where they're like, we got the classic chicken sandwich too. Where they're trying to be like, well, just come get this and some fries for to make it like a cheap deal. But like, that's not the part I'm interested in. Yeah. I'm interested in the sandwich. And then I'm interested in having it just given to me and taken away.
Yeah.
Not just, I don't want to go in as well.
I want to go in and get a table. I want to keep moving. I'm a very busy man.
Yeah, March Madness is over.
So a lot of stuff to get to today. Obviously, the news comes out yesterday that Shopping Town is going to be redeveloped into a whole thing. I want to talk about that because we've been saying that should happen for years.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't say that a long-ass time ago.
And I hope this inspires Great Northern Mall up by my neck of the woods.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something because they are one of the, like, they're not coming to terms with what is happening over there.
Where, Great Northern?
Yeah. Or I'm sure the people in charge are because, you know, that's how that works, where they're making sure their asses are covered.
Yeah,
they're getting out from underneath all of this. So, you know, the people that have to suffer are people like us that just have to stare at crap like that.
Stare at an empty building for a while.
Yeah.
But if they redevelop it, yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
They should just knock it down and put a whole, like, that's where, like, the baseball stadium should just be then.
Where, in Clay?
Yep. Right. Turn around the mall.
I mean, I thought they were going to, you know, rest in peace Fusillo. For a while, the rumor was that Fusillo was going to do his own kind of, like, driver's village out there, but that never happened. He just stored a lot of cars there.
Yes.
But then, you know, obviously he got out of the business and passed away, sadly. But that was the rumor for a while. But I would love it if it's going to be like something that I want to know more about what's going to be happening at Shopping Town first.
Because the other thing with that is that if it's like a shopping town, is everyone going to fight it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Like, when something's going to... Like, everywhere I drive, people are mad about things in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
Baldwinsville's mad about a warehouse, I guess.
Oh, really?
We went to San Miguel for dinner last night, and there's all these say no to the warehouse signs. I don't even know what the warehouse is.
Huh.
People out by you are mad about that solar thing. The solar field, right?
Oh, that's already going up now. It's I was going to say they're more mad about the clay thing.
What's the clay thing?
The industrial park.
Oh.
That's what everyone's all up in arms about right there. In between Great Northern Mall and 31 and 11 there,
mm-hmm.
they're going to put an industrial park. And everyone in there is like, the traffic is already bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, that one I can agree with.
But it's there's a ton of... my mouth made a little...
yeah.
It was great.
There's land. You don't own the land. People can do what they want with it.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you could just... It's going to be a while, so I don't know, make your way out of the area then. That's how you show these people that, you know what I mean? That's the only thing you can do is everyone has to move out of the area, and then they go, oh, crap.
And all I've seen, like, in these last several years is, like, I don't know how to explain it, but everybody is mad about everything. So, like, let's go to Utica. No downtown hospital. Yeah, but we're going to build it, though.
The whole way up to Old Forge.
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of places, no quarry. Stop the quarry. No quarry.
But are we just going to do it, though?
I'm sure they're just going to put a quarry up.
Like, same with the Amazon warehouse. No Amazon warehouse. Yep. We're just going to build it, though.
We're going to go ahead and do that, though.
Cicero was like, no solar fields. Yeah, we're going to put it up, though.
Build that. Or the, that, like, lake house gated community they want to build there or whatever.
People are like, don't want that?
People already sold the land. Yeah, it's going to happen.
So I don't know if the signs in our yards really are doing much, is all I'm saying.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because now whatever this... Although my wife seems to think the Beeville thing got rejected, so I don't know, I have to look into that. But
if you get it early,
you can do stuff,
and you make sure that like voices are heard and it's spread throughout the community, mm-hmm. it can work. But once things are already like built, and tax breaks are given, and stuff like that industrial park's going up.
Yeah, that's why you got to vote on your local elections. And I know I harp on that a lot, but you got to vote for the people who make those decisions. Y'all rooting for your president. Well, meanwhile, you got industrial parks going up in your backyard.
I was going to say, that Dick Cheney sign ain't working too well. I might want to switch to a different tactic around here.
But it all has been. It's been, don't do that. But we're going to do it, though.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Like, every single thing I've seen.
Yeah.
Downtown Hospital in Utica. The quarry that you're talking about. There's definitely going to be a quarry.
Yeah.
Out by me. No Beeville warehouse. Yeah, we're going to build
it. Yeah, we're probably going to put one up.
And no Amazon warehouse. Yeah, but we're going to build two of them, though.
Right.
We're going to build one here, and then in Kirkville a little bit, we're going to put one up, too, just so we have a couple of them.
Where else? What else you guys got? I'm sure there's more on the text line. Oh, although they seem to be different from our opinions. It seems people are happy about it.
Oh, they're very happy? Okay, good. Guys, I'm giving all of those away today, so no one needs to text happy anymore, okay?
Right.
Oh, yeah, the 81's the other one?
Yeah.
Build 81, but we're going to do it, though, so.
Yeah, we're definitely going to, though. Now we're going to see the shopping town ones, because I'm sure people around there they're not used to that, you know, no traffic over there. So now I'm like, you're going to put a bunch of stuff there? Now there's going to be traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And then it's always like, I put a sign in my yard. What more could I have done?
Right? I don't understand. I hung two ridiculous flags on my garage.
I've done all I could do. What more could I put a no warehouse sign in my yard.
Look, come with me. Come out to my driveway. Mm-hmm. Come here. Look at the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Countless bumper stickers. Not one, not two, three. What more?
My hands are tied.
That's it.
Big Fat Tony. I don't know why you're saved like that, Big Fat Tony, but I'm sorry if you're not Big Fat or Tony. He says it's a United Auto Supply warehouse in Beeville.
Wait, is that Beeville right there?
Yeah, but I have no problem. I mean, listen, I don't live directly in Beeville, so I can't speak to this, but we've got a ton of giant warehouses out there. We've got McLean, we've got Budweiser, we've got Yeah, that whole bat, like that whole Lysander Ice Arena area, there's just giant warehouses back there.
What's this going to do? Is it going to be in the way of something? Or
I don't know.
Is it like the Oswego thing where they're going to build it and it's going to block the view of a river?
I'm not educated enough to know about it, but I just know I saw those signs last night. But we're going to put it up, though.
I feel like they should. We went there. They need a new building.
Who?
United Warehouse or whatever that was.
United Auto Supply? Said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember we walked over, across that bridge, gave a showgirl, I think the showgirl Heather works there.
Yeah, Heather.
We gave her stuff. Yeah, she didn't like, that office is dark. Like, give her a new building.
I think they're going to stay there and probably build a new one. Like, I think this auto supply company is growing pretty big.
Let them do it, I guess.
Whatever. I put a sign in my yard. One more.
That's what I'm saying. Let them do it. I can't do anything more. I put a sign up.
315-364-109 is K-Rock text line powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. Right there. He tells me there's an Amazon warehouse going up near him, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, those are popping up now.
Those are popping up.
Well, now that's what you're going to see. Now, like, you're going to see the hubs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We've got a couple of the main ones now. Now they can have babies. Scatter about the countryside.
Who was it? Hold on a second. I got to look up my favorite meme of Jeff Bezos. Jeffrey Bezos. All right. So his ex-wife, Mackenzie, donated a ton of money yesterday. Yeah,
she's the best.
She's so hot and she's so rich.
She's just the best. Just giving money away. She literally makes it rain.
Yeah. She donated between $20 million and $50 million to colleges that were overlooked by major philanthropists. She set herself apart by focusing on institutions that serve students of color and those of low-income backgrounds, right? So she was doing these donations in the beginning of this year. And my favorite tweet is, Mackenzie Scott donating her money to these universities while her ex cosplays being an astronaut definitely proves that girls go to college to get more knowledge and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Son of a bitch.
Burn.
Oh, my God, it is. It's true.
So true.
The truth is out there.
Hey, Cody.
Hey.
So, Amazon. What? What are we laughing at?
I can just faintly hear, like, the...
Oh, yeah, the birds in the background? We downloaded a new game for our 9 o'clock stream. As you guys know, we stream in the 9 a.m. hour. Radio fam, you get music. Twitch fam, Cornell's Greenhouse presents a gaming stream. We've done basketball, baseball, fighting, fishing, all that stuff. Today we discovered for free download. What is this game even called? Like hunting? I don't even remember what it's called.
The Hunter something something.
Something something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the graphics already look amazing. Like, I mean, I'm a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
But this Xbox Game Pass thing is incredible. This was free.
The Hunter, Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild. Yeah.
Like, I gotta say, PlayStation, you really gotta up your game because Xbox, you pay a monthly fee and they give you all these games.
You get three free ones a month if you're part of PlayStation
Plus. Yeah, but they're always, like, way old games.
I was gonna say, and they pick. Like, this month it's that Battlegrounds game, I think. WWE Battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, two others. There's only been a couple where I was like, oh, I'm getting that. Stranded Deep was one of it,
but
I already quit.
Yeah, that's like a year old.
Yep, I already quit that. This was, you know, there's a ton of stuff
on here. Yeah, like,
this
one had MLB The Show right when it came out.
Instantly.
It had 2K21 instantly.
I wonder if they'll have, I wonder if they'll have FIFA right away.
Probably.
Because people are saying that Madden's going to take a little bit.
Why?
They said April. Because that's
a big money maker.
So is FIFA, though.
Yeah.
Where people won't, you know what I mean? People will pay money for it. That's still one that I'll buy to this day, no matter what.
So, Taco Bell, make up your mind, man. Because yesterday we do a report that Taco Bell is running out of their sauces and different ingredients.
They ain't got, but now they got?
Well, but then also today they're giving away free tacos all day.
Oh, they had to. Because the Bucks came from, they were down at the half by like two or three, but they won. That was the rule.
Taco Bell is handing out free tacos today as part of a promo they did, like Cody said, as part of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Taco Bell did a comebacks promo where they promised to give out free tacos if either team won a game after trailing at halftime, which is what happened Tuesday.
Yep.
They're pushing their Flamin' Hot Doritos taco today.
Yeah, that's what...
But you can get whatever you want.
But that's what's the comeback. That's what? Not available. The Flamin' Hot one.
Oh,
so
it's not?
So, yeah, that's like the story. Like, they'll have a comeback of the Flamin' Hot Doritos taco if any team has a comeback of their own. And they did, so now they're bringing it back for that. I don't know if they're going to have it regular. So, you know, don't get your hopes up if that's like your flavor shell jam.
They want it to come back or it's not coming back?
No, people do want it to come back. And I don't know if they're going to have it come back, you know, regular or limited time or just for this giveaway for freezies.
So yesterday was, and I was talking to our buddy Oopie, King President Oopie, about this.
All hail.
I don't understand.
I don't know. How we know.
How a lady's body. No, I don't understand how the Seattle Kraken draft worked yesterday.
Yeah. It's kind of savage.
Each team had to, like, take players and go, you have them.
Sorry. No, less. Worse.
What?
Where they were like, you're going to be made available. We're sorry. And if they want you, they want you. If they don't, maybe we'll, like...
keep you?
That part, I'm not sure. Oopie would know.
But, hold on. Wouldn't that mean, and correct me because I'm an idiot when it comes to sports, wouldn't that mean that the Seattle Kraken will be made up of all the worst players?
No, because...
no team's going to give up their good players.
They kind of had to. Like, I know I can't pronounce his name, but it's funny that I was debating being a Seattle Kraken fan because the Boston, I hadn't followed Boston Bruins enough, and sure enough, their first pick was a Boston Bruin. And I know that the guy they took is halfway decent.
But then why would the Bruins give him up?
I'm not really sure how it works with that because that's been for NBA when they've had expansion teams, you know, baseball.
Yeah, like I don't understand expansion team drafts.
I really don't either, to be honest with you. And they get good draft picks now.
Because I get that now that you're in the mix, you start getting some good players, but you got to figure that first season's going to be a turd.
Usually, yeah. Usually, yeah.
Because they're like, all right, you're available.
There's a few exceptions like that. The Las Vegas team was pretty good right off the bat. Mm-hmm. There's a couple exceptions, but yeah, they're probably not going to be very good. It's just cool.
And why did Seattle need a team?
Honestly, I haven't followed it as much, so I don't know if they necessarily need a team. Mm-hmm. I just know that they were in the running for it, and that turned out that they had the best, you know, probably package that got put together.
Right.
And this should go hand in hand with hopefully getting a team back in Seattle for the NBA. The Sonics.
Yeah, the Supersonics.
That's what I'm looking for.
Because, you know, we were listening to a podcast the other day about that whole drama.
Yeah.
About how David Stern probably manipulates things.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah, that whole thing with him and Clay Bennett and all. Oh, yeah. And one of the ones they did mention is David Stern went so far as to block a trade from the team of that Pelicans team that that the NBA bought and owned for a little while. Chris Paul was supposed to go to the Lakers in an awesome trade, and David Stern, in the first and only time I've ever seen that happen, was like, nah, that's not fair. That's not fair, even though that's all teams do now.
Like, I get it. He's trying to protect the NBA and, like, make it profitable and successful, but... that podcast really exposed a bunch.
Oh, yeah. You know, he made it really, really profitable, but had to do some shady dealings along the way.
Text line. They're explaining the expansion draft to me. Each team can only protect a couple of players. Everyone else is kind of fair game. If a player gets taken in the expansion draft, the team gets a salary cap exemption, and the salary won't count against them. Okay. So if you take one of my guys off the Bruins or whatever... I get a salary cap exemption, and I can go buy somebody up if I want to.
Interesting.
But I wouldn't have made anybody available I wanted you to take anyways. I would have kept my star players.
I also like that the Bruins went first because it was their alphabetical. Yeah. That's funny.
Starts with B.
B, you go.
Go, you're B.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, every team, they can only protect a couple. Okay. Yeah.
It's not like in the morning show draft, I come to you and go, Cody,
I
made you available, buddy.
I think that's how it is for some other leagues where they're like, this guy's available.
Oh. Sorry, dude.
I don't want to go over.
Swapping you out for Poliwog.
Both of them.
I'm getting Tadpole and Poliwog.
For just me.
I'll take Okay.
I get it.
I'll take.
And the vehicle, their station vehicle.
Oh, for.
Just me.
You're putting yourself pretty up there, dude.
Right.
That's a big trade.
Right.
All That's a three big of them. Trade.
And they keep. They, and per usual weird, you know, trade rules.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever the hell owns those guys pick up most of their salary. So Krabs is getting to dump me, picking up a station vehicle for free,
Whoa.
And almost two free other full-timers for free.
Whoa!
I get it, sir.
Dude!
I understand.
I make Cody available in the morning show draft.
I get it.
I pick up a tadpole and a polywog and station vehicle, and they cover the... Okay, interesting.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I would agree that Cody would be a powerhouse on your morning show. But I'm not making him available. I'm not making him available.
I'm protected in He's the expansion protected. Draft.
I am making Rick Gary available. Is available.
We made Paulie available.
Paulie is available. But you do have a salary cap exemption if you take him.
Yep.
Not to like get on a morning show tangent, but there's this. Okay. iHeart sucks.
Yeah.
But they fired everybody during the pandemic, whatever. It sucks.
I don't know who anybody is over there just because I'm going to drive around.
Because they don't exist. They're selling the building.
Flipping around. I'm like, who are these things?
But they run, because I like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's our industry. I like to know what's going on. Yeah, so I'll jump around the radio.
Listen, the kings like to know whose faces they're using as a throne.
I like to know. So there's this show that they're on right now on Y94.
Yeah.
That's not even out of here.
No.
It's out of Buffalo.
Yeah, that's...
Is that the one that pisses you off?
That's what I was talking about when I was driving around. That's one of them that I was like, what is this? They dumped Roe for this?
And they keep doing this thing where they run promos trying to pretend like they're from here.
Yes. We're not.
And it irritates me because they'll be like...
And they say the words.
What's going on in the Cuse?
Yeah.
Like, we don't really say that.
Yep, they say words wrong or different.
And they'll run these, like, really generic things that are like, we'll fill you in on what's happened in Baldwinsville.
Damn, the one
you heard?
I was going to say, that was one of the things that I would say they were saying it wrong or, it, you know, sort of off. If you're around here, you don't say Fayetteville. Like, sorry, what they're saying. They were pronouncing all of it like Fayetteville. That's what's going on in Fayetteville. Like, and I was like, that's not Fayetteville.
Yeah.
It's just Fayetteville.
Like, iHeart, how dumb do you think that human beings are? That you can just pipe in a morning show from Buffalo.
Yeah.
But if they occasionally say the town.
They said it.
They said it. They must be here.
I'm from there.
And I'm from that place. And their angle is that like, they're the positive morning show. Is that what they are?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's like they're playing off that like whole positive vibes, whatnot.
Like that's the angle of these other radio groups now is that they're just piping in shows from wherever.
Yep.
You guys know we're here, okay? 100% Cody and I are here, whether you like it or not. We're in Central New York.
Although, now that I think about it, whenever it happens to get around in the rotation to that little liner that we have that says like, we're rocking, and then it inserts a little town.
Yeah,
and every time
it
says Cicero, and I hear it, I'm like,
that's you.
I'm in Cicero.
Yeah,
so
as much as we joke,
a little bit I get it. A like, little.
Even
bit
when the
I
news like shows my sign in Phoenix, I go,
oh,
they came to my town.
I know that.
I know. So I get it. But, I get why they're doing it because it does work. It even works on us.
Okay, so just the little spit. That's it. That's
but
it.
We're at least here. Like, we're at least here. We're not we're not out in Buffalo.
Yes.
And we are in Utica. Like, I know that you guys say, well, you guys aren't in Utica. I was there 2 days ago.
I was just there.
We were there. We did.
Believe me, we were there. We were in historic Bag Square.
Yeah, what do you want from us? We travel.
We see historical landmarks.
When's the last time that free beer and hot wings show up in Utica? They don't. We're there all the time.
On the reg.
Central New York is what we call this. So we were in historic Bag Square. Went and saw my friend at Lincoln Davies for this month's Dum Dum DIY.
Oh, it smelled so good in there.
It was a hardware store. They taught me how to build the deck. Big Bob.
You're going to... see some things in that video. I was impressed.
Well,
I didn't realize some of the ways you can build a deck and make it look different than decks of now. Like
with the PVC decking and like the composite decking and stuff,
and the way you can connect them with screws underneath, so you don't see any screws on top of the boards.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
I enjoyed that.
I don't know if I'd ever do it.
That's what I'm saying. It made me want to like have a deck and do that exact thing. I was like,
but then it's hot. But then it's like a hot and outside.
Yeah, and you can be outside. Oh, well, I'm calling it Historic Bag Square.
It is called Historic Bag Square. There's signs.
It's historic.
That's the joke we're making. We go in there. We go into Big Bag Square. And because this is why I get pissed off when people are like, you're not in Utica. Guys, we're literally, where do you want us to be? We had an award taken away from us because of a technicality.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. We're in Utica, and we're in Syracuse, and we're here.
Listen, I've been to Peepers several times.
Yeah, Cody has DNA in Peepers.
I was going to say, if you've done stuff in Peepers, you're allowed to get an award that says you broadcast from Utica.
We definitely do, all right?
You've been inside and out of Peepers.
All over the place. But it was just making me mad.
Almost like my name's written on the wall.
We take the highway right on down to Utica every day. I'm kind of bummed. I'm kind of bummed.
Oh.
To learn that, like, my American Pickers guys.
Oh.
They're both douchebags.
Oh, the what's-his-nuts is, too?
Well, I'd always heard that...
Skinny fella is, too?
Yeah, like, I'd always heard that Frank Fritz was, like, a bad tipper, and, like, when he was around here.
I heard he was kind of... into himself as a celebrity.
Yeah, like he really loved himself. Well, then news comes out yesterday that Mike and Frank don't even speak anymore. They haven't spoken in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess like Frank, he was in People magazine. My wife showed me this last night. So American Picker is one of my favorite shows, guys. All right. That's why I know these guys. Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz. So Frank's the little short guy.
Yeah.
Mike's the tall, skinny guy. They've been on for like, I don't know, 10 years at this point, it feels like.
Yeah, I was going to say, that show's 11 been on for a years. Minute.
I guess Frank had to go get back surgery,
okay.
And then Mike just never called him again. He says, quote, I haven't talked to Mike in 2 years.
What?
He knew my back was messed up, but he didn't call me and ask how I was doing. That's just how it is.
Wow. That's, I mean, is it just because they... had too much time being alone together, like driving around for hours and hours and hours? Because I don't know how that show is, if they really do that, if it's set up in the show, if they just, you know, I mean,
well, in the beginning they probably did. Now they probably just like fly into a city and there's the van and they get in it and drive to these things.
Yeah. Hmm. That's a shame.
It's like,
that makes me not want to watch any of the old ones just because you know that, like, they probably hate each other.
Yeah. But maybe, here's what Frank went on to say. He goes, he always said he felt like second place in American Pickers.
Yeah, you were. Sidekick.
You think so?
Yeah, Frank's a sidekick.
Quote, the show is tilted towards Mike 100%.
Yup.
I can't even bend that far down to show you how much. That's fine. It's like you've got Aerosmith and there's Steven Tyler. He's the front man.
Yep.
I found my spot. I'm second. He's number one on the show.
Wow. Doesn't sound bitter much at all, does he?
Frank, like, what's your problem, man?
I was going to say, like...
I get it. I demand that Cody not ever act like he's number one in here. I refuse to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, why... Well, like, that's him... That's somebody with an ego problem.
That's a you problem, Frank Fritz.
I was
going to
say, because...
If you're thinking about that
right?
much?
I've never once been like, I'm so much lesser. Than, I'm the second fiddle. Blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, my opinion is just as valued. You know what I mean? Like, I have any ideas, I take them right to Josh.
I try to keep it pretty even in here.
Yeah, let's say there's not, you know what I mean? I don't ever feel less or, you know, second.
I
like
think
what
you're
Frank
right.
Frank is saying.
I think Frank has the problem. Like, Frank's got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank's the chubby one, Oopie.
Because you got, like, and again, it's more of, because, like, it's fun to be, everyone has a role, embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if that's him trying to, like, fight it all these years, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
like, he seems really bitter about...
Which is, it's weird.
Like, maybe that's why Mike didn't call you, dude, because probably you're, like, in the car, not on film, being like, well, when am I going to get more screen time?
Yeah, why am I here? Because that's weird, though. I've never, ever thought about it till right now.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, Mike was the guy. Like, yeah. He owned American Pickers, and, like, his friend Frank...
That's what I thought.
...also owned some American Pickers, and Frank came along with him because Frank had different areas of expertise mm-hmm. that Mike didn't have. You know?
Yeah. Like,
it wasn't a bad thing.
Schober Jordan, no one told Frank he's Mike 2?
Yeah, right? No, I don't think they did.
Yeah, but even in Mike 2, like, this is an equal show.
Yeah, there's no...
Cody and I both make $10 million a year. Right? It is even, just like the Friends cast.
I mean... Per episode,
10 mil an episode, and we keep it pretty even, but I guess Frank was really upset by that. I mean, I have plenty of personal stories with former coworkers that I can relate to a lot of what's going on here.
Yeah, I guess if you've got that ego where you need to be told that you are,
you're just as good.
You're at the same level.
Yeah.
You're here. Don't worry about it.
Like, I never, ever, ever, if someone says, Cody, you're the funniest one on the show, I don't care. Cody being funny on the show benefits everybody.
That's what I was going to say.
If you like Cody more than me, I'm thrilled.
Great. It's a package. Yeah, it's a package deal.
I'm never upset by that, but it seems like Frank was like, hey, like, man, what do you mean? You like...
That only benefits the show.
Yeah.
Good. That means I'm being funny. Good. That means Josh is being funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
If you're happy with this, but Frank clearly wanted a lot more attention. And what are you laughing at?
Just people's comments.
And I've already seen this happen, Frank Fritz, where it's, remember the third guy on Ghost Adventures? It was Zach Bagans, Aaron, and then Nick.
Yeah, and Nick was
and
like,
Nick's like,
go
I'm
going to
go
own.
Do my own thing.
Yeah.
Lasted about a half an hour. All right? Yeah, and Mike does seem more approachable. Frank, I think you need to get into therapy, dude. I think you need to talk to somebody because you're dealing with some stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's nice. I'd like to settle. I'm settled right into this role perfectly. I get to hang out, eat ice cream, go on live streams, smoke weed.
Right.
Go to Enchanted Forest. Like, oh, no, this is rough.
Yeah, Frank, I think Frank wants his own show.
That's what it sounds like, and I'm good again, because if I can't go into Enchanted Forest, you have to be here doing this. Yeah. So that works out.
Yeah, you do your thing. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY and exactly right, Fragged First. Cody is the most dominant NBA Jam player here at K-Rock.
You know what? For right now, that I'll have to agree with for right now.
That's all that matters.
Oh, actually, you know what? No, I can't. That belt's not on my side.
I was the last one to win.
He's the champion.
But he is a two-time NBA Jam champ.
I was also going to say, you also have to take into account that I've probably played double the games.
Right.
Going through the different levels and, you know, trying to beat them all so much.
Yeah.
So that does help.
Twitch is brought to you by San Miguel. I went to San Miguel for dinner last night. It was awesome.
Did you get nachos and queso?
I got nachos and queso. I got...
Did you get quesadilla?
I discovered a whole new thing that I didn't even know was on the menu. It must be a dinner item only. Or you get two burritos.
Oh.
Instead of just the one burrito.
Do they cover it in the sauce?
Yes, they do.
I like that.
Two chicken burritos with rice. And then I got my side quesadilla. Got my side steak quesadilla. And then Kelly was telling me that this weekend is National Tequila Day. And they're going to be doing a bunch of specials.
I like tequila.
Yeah?
I like tequila. That's impressive because that's not like a Taco Bell side quesadilla.
No, I ate too much.
The quesadilla there is like a, you know, like a basketball.
I ate too much.
That's okay.
I sat there and I ate too much.
You were a hungry monkey.
I was a hungry monkey. And then I went home and I had like an hour and a half before Whiskey Wednesday. And I was like, I just got to lay on this couch for a minute.
I need a nap. As I say, it was probably a good night to sit outside.
Dude, the water in Beeville was full. It was like raging rapids, man.
Coach, man, I can't fish anywhere.
Because the water's going so high?
Too high. Everywhere's too high.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot fish anywhere. And then I tried a spot. Back where I try to go behind Verona a few, not like behind Verona mm-hmm. Beach, not that spot, but like, you know, some of the back roads. And there was no sign, nothing. So all of a sudden, just road washed out. I was like, whoa.
Dude, we got some rain, man.
Well, if I would have just driven on that and not known that, you know, it doesn't, you know, if it turns or whatever, yeah. I would have just driven like right off into a river or something.
Dead Cody.
That'd be it.
Dead Cody. Dude, the world of pigeon racing is legit.
Yeah, good. That's why I train all my pigeons.
That's why I train them all. That's what I do.
I train my pigeons to be the best fighters around.
That's what I train for. No. This happened in California. Like, California. Like, this isn't even like a random country that this happened in.
It was just here?
Pigeon racing went down and violence erupted. Stabbing, gunshots, all of it. All of it.
What is there like a shady underbelly of the pigeon racing world?
I've always been fascinated. Well, unless you consider the pigeons are just government drones, in which case, yeah, it makes sense they can fly and race each other.
Yeah.
Because they're computers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But let's suspend reality for a minute and pretend that pigeons are like organic beings.
Let's pretend like you're not under the thumb of Big Pigeon.
Exactly right.
For
thank
one
you.
One second, we'll
thank
pretend.
Thank you. Doing the pigeon. Why you get mad about it? Why can't I sing like Bert?
That one gets me. Every time,
why?
Man. I don't know what it is about that stupid song, but every time, because it's weird, because his, like, real legs are like...
Because they make...
He's like, look, I'm a puppet, but here's my puppet leg. You're like, you're not supposed to have legs.
Live from the Pigeon Convention.
Hold on, I want to play this on Twitch so they can see the video of Bert, and then I'll tell you the pigeon racing story. Whenever Muppets show their legs, it haunts me.
Yeah. So that's literally, like, you know how in movies where celebrities show stuff, they're like, Sharon Stone's crotch now, and it's memorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Kermit rode that effing bike, it just...
Dude, it screws me up.
My brain just...
I hate when Muppets show their legs. Like, yeah, I hate it.
I'm a real thing. Didn't you know it? I'm like, you're not. You're a puppet. And you're like, that's what you thought.
Here you go. Here's
riding a bike.
Here you go. I'm going to show it. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Doing.
Because if it's going to be in my head, it's got to be in your head.
Yeah, all right. Well, it is. That's it. You only have to say it once, then I'm done.
Live from the Pigeon Convention,
of course,
in Peoria, Bert from Sesame Street.
I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. I've created a really cool dance.
Do it.
Called
Do
doing
it.
The pigeon. Doing the pigeon.
Oh, his weird
it's
legs and head.
Smidgen of the kind of ballet. Sweeps me away, doing the pigeon.
What?
Look, ass, man. Do the pigeon.
Pigeon.
The pigeon.
People may smile, but
man.
I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon.
Look at my weird freaking legs.
Pigeon, it's me.
Wow.
No, I don't want you to do the pigeon anymore, Bert. I don't want it.
Oh, stop it, Bert.
I don't like it.
Stop it, Bert. You're scaring me, Bert.
Hey, Bert, stop it.
You're scaring me, Bert.
We are basically Bert and Ernie, are we not? We look exactly like Bert and Ernie. Don't we, though?
We can be Bert and Ernie. We were going to do that for a Halloween, I think, weren't we?
You and I, Bert and Ernie? Like...
Yeah, he does skip leg day.
He skips leg day for sure.
He doesn't even lift. I don't either. I am exhausted now.
Tonsil pusher, you don't know what's going on. You're watching the pigeon happen.
We're doing the pigeon.
Doing the pigeon with his dead legs.
My pigeon legs.
Someone's like... It's probably like a sick joke. He's dead and the Muppets are just Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, they just keep moving him around.
Oh, you guys are sick. He's been dead for a week. Let him rest.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes I have thoughts I'm going to keep to myself, so I'm just not going to say that.
What?
I'm not going to say it. It's going to get us complaints.
It's too late now.
Let's just say that...
Depends. If you offend certain people, then they just call Boss Lady and they leave us alone. So
yeah.
It's okay.
It just looks like Bert... Jesus Christ. All right. It's a Thursday.
We're going to be gone. So if anything comes in tomorrow, we won't be here for it.
It just looks like Bert has been in a wheelchair for a lot of years. And they finally started doing, like, rehab with him.
His legs have atrophied.
Yeah, but his legs have atrophied. He has no muscle, so now he's out of the wheelchair. Congratulations. It's a great success story, but his legs have no definition or muscle in them.
I've been laying in this bed with Ernie for 35 years!
Like, in all reality, that's what Grandpa Joe's legs should have looked like when he sprung out of bed.
Oh, yeah. Let's go eat candy, Charlie. They're like, I thought you couldn't walk, a-hole.
Like, in all reality, that Grandpa Joe should look like Bert doing the pigeon. He should have had no leg definition. He's been in a goddamn bed. But instead, he jumps out like Danny frickin' K, and he's doing...
and like, what?
The mom's over there swirling cabbage. Yeah. Like,
oh, this is gonna be way out. Okay, feet.
All right, ready.
There we go.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Great rehab day today, Bert. Bert, great rehab day today.
I got it. I got it.
Oh my God! Look at this move. You gotta get in Twitch
now.
You gotta get in Twitch right now and watch Bert do the pigeon.
Too much. Get it.
People
boys to the yard.
They'll never understand the kind of fun I find doing the pigeon.
It's really great to see Bert out of that wheelchair.
It's been a while.
He never once flaps like a bird.
No! Of all the moves a pigeon does, the leg thing...
I've never seen a bird like...
Do a leg kick kind of situation, and then get down and do like a Russian dance. Kind of damn pigeon do you see, Bert?
In Russia, pigeon dance for you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Red Dog had to do the pigeon to get in the military, he said.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, Bert's been drinking again.
What do you mean the audio doesn't match up with the video, Nikki Chick? You're watching a puppet sing. It's not a real person singing.
What?
The lips don't match up with the... Because it's Sesame Street from 1980.
What do you mean?
She's saying... Bert's... no. Damn it. No, Bert's real, buddy.
Oh.
Bert's real.
All right, yeah.
Never mind.
Say, I just saw his whole body.
I just saw him walking like a human, of course. We finally got those leg casts off, Bert. Let's get up there and rehab.
And then everyone's like, oh, look at him doing it. It's not that impressive. He's barely moving, but
he's not doing the pigeon. He has no leg muscles. He can't walk. He's never walked.
It's like when I broke my leg and they had to show me how to walk again.
Like, imagine me walking into a rehabilitation center with someone getting out of the wheelchair for the first time and I start going, you're doing the pigeon!
Yeah, do the pigeon,
what?
Bro!
I'm not doing a pigeon. I've never walked before.
You move his wheelchair out of the way so he can dance more. Wow, what are you doing, man? I need that. Nah, you're doing the pigeon, bro. You're good.
So, back to business here with the pigeon racing.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Back to business here.
Can we please get serious here? A pigeon racing controversy erupted in California. I love the idea of pigeon racing. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-mm.
I know that we somehow can train pigeons to like deliver notes and stuff, right?
Robots.
So three people were shot in Robbins, California after a multi-week pigeon racing dispute erupted in violence. During their investigation, deputies learned that a large crowd was gathered for a pigeon race. Like, what do you got?
Man, people.
What is your life?
See what happens when you're stuck inside from COVID for a year.
You're just so like.
What? Pigeon race?
Yeah, I'll go. I gotta go.
Where is it?
When is it? I'll go right now. I just gotta go.
Line up, kids. We're going to the pigeon race.
I gotta get out of the house. Can we tailgate it? Can we tailgate the pigeon races?
I'm in. That's it.
They were all gathered at the pigeon race at 2:53 p.m. Four vehicles ripped up. Multiple people with guns
yep, yeah.
and swords jumped out of the vehicle, started shooting and stabbing victims.
Oh. They're slicing pigeons, cutting them down in the air.
Wow. The attackers drove off, and they've not been found yet.
Rival pigeon gang.
Yeah. Like, what's going on? the damn pigeon races.
SUV pulls up. The guy with the mask turns, looks at everyone else. And they get out and just open fire.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, man.
Those pigeons have seen some stuff. They know too much.
Here's the thing. Pigeons are very territorial. So if they see other pigeons doing stuff like that, they're going to roll up and do a drive-by.
Like doing the pigeon? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, that's how it works.
That's how Bert was killed.
Yep.
Oh, yep. You know there was betting involved, Joel. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You can
oh
bet
God.
On pigeon races.
Oh, that's probably what the stabbings and shootings were over. It was probably money. It didn't pay out last time or something. Because, again, it's probably a very unchecked market. The pigeon racing
like the really
betting.
It's unregulated?
Yeah, a very unregulated market, the pigeon racing betting
I'd probably
world.
Be the best pigeon racer ever, because you know what I would do?
Go on.
Here's what I would do.
That's a broad term, sir.
No, here's
but
what
go
I would
ahead.
Do.
Let's see if you could convince me.
Like, wherever the starting point of the pigeon race is, I'm going to show up.
Okay.
I got my pigeon.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the pigeon go.
I'm going to be laughing at you.
I got it.
I'm ready.
And they're going to go 3-2-1. And I'm going to go. I'm going to whip my pigeon like a football.
That's what you have to do to get him going.
Here's what I'm
going to
do. I shouldn't even tell you guys this because you're going to win a lot of money on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the pigeon go. And then I'm going to go over and just pick up another pigeon and say, wow, it's already back here. I won the race.
This one's done. He's gonna just, this is like a dead
what I'm
canary.
Do. What I'm
it's
do.
Done. It's
yeah, and that's what I'm gonna do.
It's flopping to the side.
Wow, it's back so fast.
It's back so fast. I thought you were gonna say I'm gonna let it go, and then I'm out of my pocket. Just casually drop a whole bunch of cracker crumbs.
Yeah.
At the starting line.
Or I can have my pocket pigeon ready to go. Where I go, whoa, he's so fast.
Your wife's like, gosh, why are all these magic lessons on our credit cards? Why are you even taking magic lessons? And you're like, let me explain to you this.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Pigeon.
Dude.
Huh? She turned on, just shakes her head, walks away. Little does she know, you ain't learning for the magic. You're learning for the winning.
Yeah. Dude, I'd be the best pigeonist ever. Nobody would suspect me.
Between you and Mike Tyson, I don't think he's smart enough to understand what you'd be doing.
Yeah.
Although,
wait a second.
If he catches,
you didn't just pick up another pigeon, did you?
Man, you pigeoned the fastest freaking bird I ever seen.
This is my original pigeon.
But if he catches you cheating, oh my God.
He's going to kill me.
Yeah, that's it.
And all of you who are like, Josh, you'd have to mark your original pigeon. I'd bring two of the markers and just put it on my second pigeon.
Yep, I have a Sharpie.
I got a little walking around pigeon.
Yep, I have a Sharpie.
Yeah, I put number two on him or whatever.
I take his little leg and I pull it. I scribble on his little pigeon leg, whatever the opposite color
is. Yeah, right?
What are you doing? Coloring my pigeon.
Josh, that is not the same pigeon you just released. Oh, well, then explain why his leg is colored black.
You pull on his leg.
Oh,
really?
Oh, really? Explain me that.
Hold him upside down, shake him by the leg. What is this then?
Yeah. God damn it, he got us.
Oh. Damn, foiled again.
It's bulletproof. It's a bulletproof defense.
Pigeon racing by Gross Fence.
And I would definitely drug all my pigeons.
Like steroids?
Any pigeon drugs I could come up with.
Head on down to, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken, wherever they are, and you're like, hey, so, your chickens are, kind of little and pathetic. What's up with that? And the guy's like, no, look, watch, I'll show you. And you're like, yeah, why don't you show me what you do to make them not little and pathetic?
So plump and thick.
Huh.
And then when he injects them with the roids, that's when I go, like, swipe, pigeonist.
You punch him in the face and take it. You put on his lab coat.
No.
And now you're walking around pigeon steroid.
No, I pull a classic. Look out.
Oh, and he goes
like point,
this?
And then I grab it.
That makes sense.
Classic gross vent move.
Edit.
Classic.
Classic heist. Pigeon steroid heist.
Bobby De Niro did it three different times in in Midnight Run the other day that I was watching it.
He did the, what's up?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He goes, look out, smash in the face. Classic move.
It did used to be a thing.
And
what's
what?
Over there? Huh?
Punch! Smash, gone.
Oh.
Doing the pigeon.
Rondo?
I got to call Rosa. Rondo? I got to see if she'd get into pigeon racing. Wait, I need a small investment, Rosa, to get my fleet of pigeons.
I was going
to
say.
Start gacking them up.
I was going to say, please, if you could put Rocco on that.
Yeah.
We need, let's say, let's start with, because we need a couple. So we need to weed them out.
I'm going to accidentally kill a few.
So we need about, tell Rocco we need 10 pigeons.
10
please.
Is a good number.
Give him a nap.
Because I'm going to overdrug a couple of them till I get that number.
Yeah.
Till I get that dose right, I'm going to lose a couple of them probably. They're going to be unbelievably thick.
I'm going to come into the room and set down a just freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger dead pigeon with its wings sticking out
right.
Just dead on the table.
Yeah.
Josh, what's this?
I overgacked it.
You're like, yeah, 10 vials.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Way too much. I overgacked that one.
That's too much.
Yeah.
All
I got one at home right now that can open windows on its own though, so.
I had to kill it.
It fought my dog.
It kept slapping Freddy with its big wing.
Yeah. I brought home too many I overgacked all these pigeons. I don't know. Ahoy, ahoy, everybody. Rosa's on the phone. Rosa, good morning.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Rosa is getting in on the ground floor of my big pigeon scam. And I already got sent the link, Rosa, of where I can buy a bunch of pigeon foot rings on Amazon. So all I got to do is whatever number they give my pigeon, I'll just bring my own foot ring and be like, there you go. I got my winner's back. He's already back.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard of pigeon racing? Because I guess it's a big thing in Italy. I picture your dad being into pigeon racing.
Oh, yeah. My dad would be all about that pigeon racing. Yeah.
Like, what do they do? Do they just say, all right, it's going to leave this building and the first one of this other building wins? I don't know.
I don't know if it's building to building.
It would be like one of those, like, you got to get from New York to California.
Right? They probably just put them in, like, a city square and they're like, all right, wherever this one of these birds flies to a different part of the city first and we can scoop it up. That's the winner.
Rosa, what's new with you, dear?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I do kind of feel like summer is flying by, and I'm getting that. I don't know if you guys are at that point or if you've already passed that point where you start to feel like, oh, my gosh, am I enjoying it enough? Have I done enough?
No.
It's all, the time is flying by.
No,
like,
Rosa, we've covered this.
I start to get this weird feeling.
You put this all on yourself. No, you do that to you. You are enjoying it enough. You don't, there's no scorecard, Rosa. You get up, you make every day the best day, and you have a good time.
I try.
Like, why do
but
you
it's
feel like
flying
it's,
by?
Why do you feel like you're not? Are you not making the most of it?
No, because I'm working like crazy, and I feel like it's like if it's a beautiful day, which are far and few between right now with all this rain, and I'm just like, oh, I didn't do enough to be outside. And I just get this countdown feeling. Oh, yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, that's where you and I differ is I have no problem laying on the couch watching Netflix and not going outside. I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a list, though, of like special things that you want to get done in beautiful central New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the time is running out. You're right. I guess it's on me.
Are you going to do your big Long Lake vacation again this year?
You bet. Yeah, absolutely.
When's
so
that?
We do that in August. We do that mid-August. And, really looking forward to that. This will be like our fifth year going in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just love that.
Like, yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do. So.
And you do unplug when you do that, right?
I sure do.
Good.
Yeah, that's called everybody... At my work, they don't really make vacations sacred by any means, except everybody does get a dark week.
Yeah?
So it's a week where it's totally acceptable.
Oh, how nice. A week a year where I can have
where they let you do whatever.
I know.
How nice.
Well, isn't that a mind trip, right? Like, oh, hey, you get 6 weeks vacation, but we're only going to leave you alone for one of them.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's coming up in August. Is Rocco excited? I know he loves going out there in the wilderness. Are you going to do a lot of wilderness stuff?
Oh, Oh, yeah, definitely. Nice. And it always coincides with, like, his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we do, like, camping birthday, mm-hmm. right? And he just loves camping birthday.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, and isn't it funny because I go overboard and do all these things for my kid, and his favorite thing is just a couple paper plates, a cheesy cupcake from the local store. And
yeah.
Singing happy birthday, like, makes his whole day.
Yeah, like I always tell you, Rosa, you don't got to worry about the scorecard. Rocco's just having a good time getting up, looking around, looking at animals. You're killing it. You're crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But I do feel that sense of dread as July starts to wrap up. It's like, oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
So,
are
we'll see.
You guys fairgoers? Are you going to go to the New York State Fair?
You know, I'm not going to enter any of my stuff this year.
Because you enter your plants.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah, her mom.
Yeah, yeah. My mom and I are really big into that. She has entered, vegetables, flowers, the whole nine yards. I'm not going to enter this year. I think I'm going to bow out, and I haven't done a good job of keeping up with my garden. So.
Yeah, that's nice. Let some of the losers win for once.
But some of the lesser horticologists. Yeah. Is that what they are? Horse? Is it horse?
Horse. Plant girl
yeah.
horse?
I called plant horse.
I knew it.
Yeah. Been a plant whore for a while. Time for me to step down.
Let them taste a little victory for a while.
Yeah.
You'll be back next year reigning supreme.
Yes.
They can cower at your feet then. Give them a little time to enjoy it, I guess.
Well, lovely.
Although,
Rosa,
with all the rain this year, this would be the year to show up with something amazing.
Oh, I know.
That's true.
It's been crazy. Well, lovely Rosa, we always love hearing from you, and we're glad that you're doing well. Do not dread the end of summer. Make the most of every day.
I'm going to try. Yeah, and if I see a couple stray pigeons on my way to get my hair done,
yeah, grab them.
I'll cage those up for you.
Grab them. Come on. I'm a pigeon racer now, Rosa. It's a big deal.
I love it.
All right, hon. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lovely Rosa. Summit Federal Credit Union picnics at the park. Today, Cody Mack.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it is Thursday.
I've gone the last 2 weeks, and I've had delicious food every time.
Yeah, it makes me jealous when I see it on the social medias.
Why?
Because I wasn't around here last week, so I didn't get to go. And then, so when I see it and I can't have it.
I took the family last week. What did we get last week? We all got a pizza.
Oh, did you do Toss and Fire? Were they there?
No, it was another Wolf pizza.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, and I don't remember the name. Damn it.
I think they're out of Cicero area.
Yeah. That's good. They're good.
Dude, it was awesome. I did a chicken bacon ranch. And what was good about it, I don't know who's, I'm going to find out who's there today. But what was good about it. Is everybody got their own pizza?
Yeah.
And it wasn't too big.
Nope, I hear you.
For once in my life, it wasn't too big. You know what I'm saying, Cody?
That's probably the only time he's ever heard that.
Oh.
Let's see.
But the Summit Federal Credit Union takes Syracuse, presents picnics at the park.
Oh.
So imagine like mini tastes of Syracuse every single Thursday through the summer. What do you see? What is it, bud?
The Soul Food Extension? I bet they got some stuff.
They do. They smell good. Let me see who's going to be there today so I can give you the actual rundown.
And then every time I see the name, I think it's pronounced. Is it pronounced Brancato's? Because there was a hot girl I went to high school with, like a year older than me.
Really?
Like that, you know what I mean? Like that family had hot chicks.
Today they've got.
What makes me want to have them?
Pascarella's Catering, Sicilian Breeze, The Soul Food Extension.
Yeah, I bet they got some stuff.
Natural Vibes, Brancato's, Sarita's, and Alibaba.
Oh, Alibaba's good.
There's going to be, this is fun. Royal Promise Princesses. So if you've got little girls or little boys that love princesses, bring them down because they're like legit princesses. Cody does.
I'm a princess.
So if you've got if you're a creepy adult that likes princesses, maybe just keep your distance. But if you've got a kid, a little boy or a little girl that likes princesses, bring them down. Also, Ringo is his name-o book signing, ladies and gentlemen.
Dog.
Rick Gary will be there with his dog and Christy Casciano signing copies of their book.
And just because it was bothering me, last week you had Wolf's Patio Pizza.
I did? That was really good pizza.
Yeah.
They had a great operation over there.
Yeah,
and
they
local
really
music
good.
From Tim Heron, which is great because if you haven't been yet, they have a tent right in the middle of everything. And these local musicians just play music for you. And it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I've gone 2 weeks in a row. And I don't even go because it's a work event. I go because I really enjoy it.
No, when I went over with sales guy Scott.
What'd you get that day?
I went all like sweets. I got lemonades and cookies, and I got a whoopie pie sandwich, a cookie sandwich thing. Like, I didn't get any actual food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time I'm allowed to, like, get my own food, for some reason, I always revert, for some reason, back to some kid that wasn't allowed to have ice cream or something as a kid, even though I
but
was.
But you were.
No, yeah, I definitely was, but for some reason, I just always go, oh, I'm an adult now. I don't have to have normal food if I want. I could have cookies for dinner if I want, and I do.
Today's going to be a gorgeous damn day. It's like 79 degrees for a high. And if you're around at lunchtime, swing on over there to Onondaga Lake Park. It's 11 to 2. And what's really great, so the first week, I went just by myself, just because I'm selfish and wanted to eat. And I ate a lot.
Fine. It's fine.
I had a burrito. I had...
No one shame you.
Lemonade. I had so much food.
Slaps.
Oh, and then I had the Philly cheesesteak tots. Awesome. And I've discovered that I like boom boom sauce, whatever that is.
Oh, he's a boom boom guy.
And then last week, we were off, but I still took the kids and the family. Tons of shade. Bring chairs. You can sit there for all 3 hours if you want. There is a reserved area if you want to reserve a spot. Like, but you really don't need to. You can just show up and sit under the trees.
I see. Like, yeah, it's like the tree shade. I thought you meant like you show up and there's a bunch of people like turning to each other and whispering.
Throwing shade? Yeah. Well, that happens anywhere I go. There's that stupid idiot who says things on the radio. You guys see that idiot? Look at that idiot. He's way fatter in person. Look at him.
Look at him. He's disgusting.
Look at him.
Oh, what a jerk.
Then I'm not him right here.
I'm right here.
So head over there today. It's really, really fun. I'm not just selling it because it's a work thing. It's really, really fun. Onondaga Lake Parkway. Tons of parking. You park right there next to it.
In the parking lot. Yeah.
In the parking lot. You pull up. Have a good time. Yep. So what are people embarrassed to buy? Say you go to the store. You put together your shopping list. What's embarrassing to buy? Like, I don't really have anything. I don't care. I'll buy the wife her tampons or her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't mind.
Pads or whatever the hell it is. I don't care.
No, because they go to places where there's vaginas.
Are you just looking at the cash register? Like, you know where those are going, right? In the bag? No.
Check it out.
After I get them home, guess where those are going?
I've seen the area this goes to.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sir, you're being really weird.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sir, just take
me. Care of a genie.
I've seen it. Sir, just go. She's not going to let me help, but I know what to do.
I know.
They go and then you do this.
A new survey found that 75% of people admitted to being embarrassed over certain items and that they'll buy other things to kind of hide that purchase. So, Cody, let me ask you this, because you worked at a grocery-nasium.
Yeah.
When you were checking people out, did you ever care what they had on the belt?
Nope.
You never did, right?
And I've seen everything you could buy at a grocery store, man. I've seen everything you can buy at a grocery store.
And it doesn't...
A guy or a gal just coming up with condoms and Astroglide and Vaseline and
who
whatever.
Cares?
Like, nope. It's like, if anything, it makes you do the opposite of judge. It makes you go... Oh, man, that guy just bought a pack of condoms, Astroglide, Vaseline,
paper
towels.
He's
going to
have so much intercourse.
He's going to do a lot of intercourse or he has the day off.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that or like, you always see the people when you buy like, oh, look, he's carrying around 50 rolls of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's never bothered me. I get the big thing of whatever the Bears use.
Yeah, there are people. Pauly is one of them.
Yeah.
Who is embarrassed to buy bulk toilet paper. Everybody poops, dudes.
And he does it like it's like we all should be.
Hey. Why would you buy on it? Because everybody's going to eat. Yeah, right?
No, because that is the worst.
Don't you want a linen closet full of toilet paper?
That's why I buy it all, because A, I'm going to use it. And two, there is nothing. First of all, there's nothing worse than seeing... Knowing you're home for the night and going to the bathroom and seeing the roll like, oh, man, is that going to make the night?
Yeah.
And then going, all right, let me just grab. And you go, oh, my God, I don't have any toilet paper. That's the worst. As opposed to the best being you do that and you open it and you've got 50 rolls.
Dude.
Why would you not?
Yeah. I would be embarrassed. I'll run down the list. I would be embarrassed in some stores because I've seen that some places do this where they like lock up the condoms and stuff because I'm sure they get shoplifted a lot.
Dude.
I don't wear condoms.
Oh, yeah, nice, man.
But... I don't know why. I don't wear them.
I don't
wear them, but
yeah, man. Screw that noise.
It would be. I wouldn't be embarrassed to buy them and walk to the register with them.
No,
I would be a little embarrassed to be like, "Excuse me, can you unlock the condom cabinet, please?"
Condom.
Yeah, right.
No, man. You go. You buy a box of those and you toss them up in the air as you're walking through Walmart, as you're heading to the cash register, like, yeah, I'm buying a bag of condoms.
Yeah. Yeah, look at it. Hey, look at all these candies I'm buying right here.
Carry them facing outwards in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tap them as you walk by someone.
Pull out, champ, don't need no jimmies.
Well, what are you crazy?
Don't need no jimmy caps. No.
Are you crazy?
Nope. All right. So condoms were number one. That's why we spent so much time talking about it. Emergency contraceptives is number two, like a plan B.
Oh, no, that just means you had an awesome night.
Yeah, that means like, hey, well.
Yeah, we didn't give a damn.
No, we went hard, not ready to start a family.
We knew the consequences. We didn't care about them.
Yeah.
We were like, we'll do something later because right now we're about to have a time.
Marble bag, that would be hilarious if the manager had to come over to the speaker looking to unlock the jimmy hats.
Looking to unlock jimmy hats, please. Yeah, get her out. And because I've never had to do that, but we didn't lock down just things at the peach shop. We locked down aisles.
Yeah, you did?
There's aisles that would get locked down, and the ones with the condoms in them would definitely be one of them because people would just steal all that stuff. You know, often you'd walk by and you'd see an open box of condoms on the ground with nothing in them.
That sucks.
You're like, oh.
We should provide these for free to people.
Right? Yeah, seriously.
Cody Lisi, can you come to aisle 4? I need you to unlock the jimmy hats, please.
Someone's looking to not raw dog. You can come on out here.
Can I get an associate to the jimmy hats? Associate to the jimmy hats. Thank you.
Do you need any Astroglide with that, too? Or? Yeah, all right.
Hold on a second.
Astroglide 2, please.
Now, he says that she's good at natural lubrication. She's fine with natural...
You are? Okay.
Yeah, she says she's fine with natural lubrication.
Actually, he actually said he ain't no nerd. If you say never mind. Cancel condoms.
Yeah, he said he ain't no nerd. He's a pull-out champ just like you.
He's got this. He said, Cody, now if you would like to come over to high five instead of unlocking something, thank you.
Yeah, right.
That would be wonderful.
This man would like to high-five you, Cody Lisi.
One.
Can I get an associate to high-five this man?
Can I get an associate to high-five high-five someone that don't need no effing condoms?
That would be me. Hey, call somebody over here to high-five me, because I'm going raw.
As much as I used to hate... and customers, you're going to be shocked by this. As much as I used to hate having to deal with that type of stuff from customers that request things, that would be hilarious if a guy was like, hey,
yeah,
can you come here for a second?
Uh-huh.
These are all locked up. Can you see?
Yeah.
I know, I don't want to bother you, but can you go ahead and leave them locked up because I don't use no damn pussy condoms? Woo!
Could you come high five this gentleman in the aisle, he says he don't need no condoms. Thank you.
No. He likes to.
Raw dog champ.
If you could come high-five this guy, he says that it takes away from the feel.
Mm-hmm.
Can leave him back with the
deal. Can I get an associate to aisle 7 where this gentleman claims he's too big for him? He can't find one that fits. Associate to aisle 7, please.
Can you please bring that test magnum?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like a Brannick device at a shoe store.
Well, what we do is
we need a condom size in aisle 7, please. Can I get an associate for a measure? Thank you.
Didn't somebody have that?
What?
On like their side of their condoms or something? There was something that was like, if you can fit in this hole, you need this. If you can't, then you don't need these large.
There's no such need.
No.
For any Magnum condoms, guys. I don't know who's... It's all marketing, first of all. Magnum condoms only exist because you want to feel good about yourself. Go take any condom you want right now. You could stretch it over your entire leg. All right? Yeah, exactly right. It's all marketing. It's so that you can walk around with a box that says Magnums on it. Hate to break it to you.
What's up?
Unless you're a goddamn elephant, you don't need anything bigger than what they sell.
Okay.
Back to the things people are most embarrassed to buy. Some of these I get. Like number one, condoms. Number two, emergency contraceptive. Number three, bed bug spray. Yeah. Because then you're admitting to like you got bed bugs and it's kind of weird. Would you be embarrassed to buy that?
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to buy like bed bug bite cream and bed bug bite.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that might... I don't think I would judge.
I would.
Somebody just because...
You're near me.
Well, no, I mean, if I was like a cash register or, you know, the cashier, and but like, because like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But I would feel judged if I were to buy them. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would do it the other way around. Like, if I was a cashier and you came through with the cream, and I'd be like, oh, that sucks. You know what I mean?
Well, I would say, like, the next one is head lice treatment, so I would judge you for that, because you're near me with your head lice. Unless you said, if I was buying head lice treatment for somebody, I would have to make a point to say, just so you know, this isn't for me, I don't have head lice.
Or, no, because... You know what? I've seen head lice. I've seen the head lice kits come through, and it didn't. In my head, I immediately went, "Oh, this poor mom has got a kid in the car that
who some other kid at school had it."
Yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's always how it goes.
Yep. That's the one. But the bed bugs one, though. Damn, I never even thought about that. Or like,
but it's not like it's your fault. I mean, maybe if you've got bed bugs and you're buying the spray to get rid of it, clearly those bed bugs were not your fault. People who like live in filth aren't going to go buy spray for
or it. They are because, you know, they know and they don't. I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest with you, man. I really don't know.
Hemorrhoid cream is on the list.
No.
I wouldn't be embarrassed by that.
No.
Yeah, my butt's got bumps. So.
No way, man. Not only that, but I had, I mean, it's not the same, but it's close. Mm-hmm. I had like conversations with the cashier guy the second time I went back to get another bottle of Z-Zorb.
What's Z-Zorb?
The crotch powder for itchy for like when it's hot and swamp
butt. For jock itch?
Oh, dude. That's all I buy now. It's a little more expensive, but that stuff is amazing.
But you're not embarrassed by your jock itch spray, right?
No, but I can see, you know what I mean? That's one where, you know, you don't want to buy that, but I can see where people wouldn't want to buy like jock itch powder.
Yeah.
You know, because the first it's probably like the same guy that saw me buy monkey butt and then the powered gold bond and then this Z-Zorb and then come back and get another thing of Z-Zorb.
And then he's like, dude, are your balls okay? Like what's going on?
Right? Are you all right, dude? I wasn't. It was sweaty.
Do you do a thing where if you go to one store and buy something and then you're embarrassed by it, you go to another store, you don't go back to that store because they might remember you?
No, I don't. Only because I'm right. Like that, like what I just said right there, because I do that Walgreens. That's right by my house. It's right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the same people see me over and over and over and over. Oh, I'm 100% convinced that that the Torchwood liquor store is convinced I'm an alcoholic.
Jury's still out on that. Really.
Coming in getting big old things of vodka all the time.
Your vodka.
It'd be different if it was like a 5 o'clock, you know, after work, whatever. But I'm always in there at like 10:30.
Yeah, hey! Like on your way home.
You guys open?
When are you guys open? Aren't you a business?
What's going on? Sir, it's 9.
What do you want?
Oh.
You want my money or not?
You want this or what?
Most embarrassing things.
Change.
Most the top items people are embarrassed to purchase. Diarrhea relief. Like an Imodium. I used to be, but then...
I was...
When you've got bubble guts like Cody and I have, ulcerative colitis I've got, he's got IBS, you just get over it quick.
I whipped that anti-diarrheal medicine down the conveyor belt the day I had you stop at Walmart for me. Oh, I was so happy to get it. I was like, oh, yes. Hucked it on down. I was smiling. And she's like, yeah, how's your day? I was like, gonna be better now.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy. I didn't give a damn.
As a cash register worker, I would take my time, though, and be like, so what's going on? Please just check me out. Please just check me out.
Hold on. I have to go get another one. The barcode doesn't work.
Yeah. No, once you've got bubble guts, you learn to go wherever you're going to go. You're not like, I can only go at home. No, you got to go at this point.
Yep.
Pregnancy tests, that made the list. Why? You're starting a family.
Yeah, why?
Unless it's accidental, in which case you go back get some of those emergency contraceptives.
But why? I don't know why it would be embarrassing to have someone think you might think you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you're a kid. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a youngin'.
A lot of you are saying that made the list, like tampons or pads. I'm not embarrassed by those. Everybody does it. Like, everybody has natural body things that happen.
I only get judged because I like to take the extra, like, wide tampons, and I like to pretend like they're cigars, and I just smoke them as I'm walking, just hanging out of my mouth.
Well, yeah, that's going to cause, people are going to look at you.
And they look at me weird.
Adult diapers made the list.
It's not embarrassing. I have incontinence.
Like, it's weird that I get turned on by those adult diaper commercials. Because they're doing this thing.
Yeah, bro, it
no,
is.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's not old ladies.
Yeah, they got old guys. You love. Okay,
oh, he's so freaking hot, dude.
Oopsie, crapped his pants.
No. The guy, lady, meow. Who says things like that? I do.
Eat it.
There is a commercial on right now.
Yeah.
About, like, these slinky black adult diapers. And this woman who's wearing them is, like, 30. And she's just, like, nude except for her adult diapers.
Yeah, but
not my proudest fat, but I, you know.
All I can ever think of, if you want to go that direction, I'll hop on board with your disgusting train of thought. And I'll one-up you. All I can ever think of when I see those is now they're like, oh, and then they're like happy. And then they like go like slink away with their husband to the bedroom because, you know, they can have a fun night and not worry about it. But then I'm like, she's going to pull those off and her junk's just going to smell like pee.
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to be a lot of pee smell.
She's got a shower beforehand, I think.
Ah, don't. Yeah, don't. I didn't say I hated it.
This show is awful. Show's off. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Cold sore treatment was the final one as well.
No.
I got herpes. I got herpes on my face. This is why we don't get invited to things, I'm sure.
Oh, what happened?
So, let me explain. This is K-Rock, by the way. Let me explain kind of some audio stuff for those of you that don't know. So, the Open was on Sunday, the PGA thing, golf. It's golf.
Okay. A little golf, okay.
So, for those of you that don't know, the way they microphone this is they have something called shotgun mics, which don't pick up anything around them. It picks just a straight shot at the golfer.
Yeah.
So, when they're on the tee, there's a shotgun mic pointed at them, so you can hear their swing,
gotcha.
Anything they say, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday, and I don't know how I missed this, somebody put a fart sound effect thing by the shotgun mic.
I heard this.
So it was this, playing.
Then they.
What?
No, I heard this on another radio, on a stupid sports show with Ripoff Golic Jr. Because in anything that anybody else does, he has to put his grubby little paws on. But they didn't explain a damn thing. They played it and just said it was real and then kind of moved on. And I was like, wow, good job with that. This is real?
Not quite high enough. Not quite high enough.
His farts. There's other ones that are way louder.
Really?
Like you hear, like the one I heard was literally a. Yeah, it's a real fart machine. That is awesome.
So they interviewed Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
Who claims that he backed off.
Because he heard farts?
Because he heard the farts. He backed off his tee shot on the 72nd hole because he kept hearing somebody fart. I guess announcers made note of the noise. I can't find that clip. They said they thought they heard a whoopee cushion.
So golfers are such pansies. You heard like a what? All right. Stop everything,
Red Dog. If you have that link, put it in chat because I want to play it. The whole tee box geeks out.
That's hilarious.
So they thought it was a whoopee cushion. The marshals start to look around, like why are we hearing fart noises? They discovered a little. Like device with a speaker in it that somebody had. Yeah, right there. One of those probably.
Of course, I picked the one that's not a fart.
Yeah. And it's right. Somebody had buried it. Yeah. Somebody had buried it right next to the microphone that was picking up the shot. It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's great.
This is why we can't go to things, because we would do that.
Because this is, I would literally have my hands in my pocket, and when a golfer would go up to do anything, I would do that. I just... And then just cross your hands.
Not me. I don't know who that is. Not me.
What's up?
Not me. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. There's something going on. I don't...
It was not... This was him telling it to pardon my take. Barstool's show. He said, we all knew it was a farting noise, but we seriously thought it was one of the spectators. We thought someone was playing it on their phone, but the marshals dug around in the grass and found this little device next to the microphone.
And yes, I'm definitely going to bring this to Nutty Putty.
100%. Put that in your pocket.
Stand behind
right
you
now.
And just...
Yeah. 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 You're in the tee box at Nutty Putty on Saturday. He's farting right in you.
Put this right up behind you. Just farts.
Dude, that's so funny. This is why we can't go places.
I like the...
Because you... You tell us there's a microphone somewhere.
Yep.
We are ruining your tee shot.
I'm going to put that in there.
If anybody knows that video, I'd love to see it. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Coming up after Linkin Park, we'll get into spots. I've got Corey Taylor. And then your 90s and 9 radio world, you'll get Limp Bizkit. Twitch fam. We're trying
something.
A new hunting game today.
Look, they shoot something in the head.
Presented by Cornell's Greenhouse. We're doing very badly.
You shot a deer, dude.
Because it was just standing in the campsite. It was clearly the tutorial deer.
Yeah, but...
But it doesn't count. It still counts.
Did you shoot a deer or did you shoot
a deer?
I
shot a deer.
All right, then.
We got 20 minutes left to get another animal.
Any animal at all.
Of any kind at all.
All right, let me run around the woods with a pistol.
Anyways, I started blasting.
Well, anyways.
So, there is a new product called Smart Water. It's not the drink that you're thinking of.
Oh.
It's people use it at, like, banks and other businesses to protect against robberies. Now, it doesn't mean...
I don't understand what
that
means.
It doesn't mean it'll stop you from getting robbed, yeah. But they'll be able to track you down if you did rob it.
What?
So it's a liquid that sprays all over the victim. I mean, not the victim, but it sprays all over the...
the guy.
The person.
Guy steals it. The thievery.
And then if you're suspected or you are just... arrested on another thing.
Yeah.
They scan this light over you.
And see if you've been doing any B&E.
Yeah, and it highlights you. And it stays on your skin for 5 years. So if you, like, stole a watch... Uh-oh, Cody's got to go take a shower.
I got to go, guys.
If you stole a watch or you stole whatever...
Yeah, you're screwed.
And it sprayed you with the smart water. Oh,
that's hilarious.
You're going to get busted, man.
I mean, speaking of busting and getting stuff sprayed all over
you. You want to get... K-Rock J, he's going to bust and spray like crazy.
Yeah, he's a sprayer.
Coming up next. We'll be back on Monday, guys. Love you. Be excellent to each other.